Have your thighs ever chafed? Chafe is no joke, but thanks to Mega Babe, it's also no problem. Mega Babe's Thigh Rescue glides onto skin so that chafe is a thing of the past. Experience what 10,000 five-star reviewers rave about at megababebeauty.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Pharmacists have been forced to dispense unlicensed products due to medicine shortages. There are now more than 270 medium to high-level medicine shortages, according to the most recent figures from the HPRA. Joining me now to discuss is Azure Pharmaceuticals Marketing Director, Sandra Gannon. Good morning, Sandra.
Hi, good morning, Anton.
Sandra, give us a sense of the type of medicines we're talking about when we say unlicensed medication.
Okay, so as you're probably aware, there's a very robust system for licensing medicines in the Irish market, and that's governed by the HPRA. And unlicensed medicines are medicines that are not regulated by the HPRA. So the HPRA will assess things like the ease of readability of the leaflet that goes in your box. So is it clear to the patient? Obviously, it's in English so people can understand it. They cover the manufacturing. They cover managing the product long after from a safety perspective. So that's a system that's in place. And then you've got unlicensed medicines that are supposed to be used by exception. So not for use generally. And they are coming from a variety of countries, increasingly with leaflets that are not in English. So that makes it incredibly difficult for patients then when they're taking their medicine if they get, you know, a patient information leaflet that they don't understand. And they should be used by exception. But what we're seeing here is as the number of medicine shortages grow, pharmacists are being forced to use medicines from outside of Ireland, often outside of the EU, and more increasingly with patient information leaflets that are not in English. And obviously this is leading to a high degree of concern for pharmacists. We're now seeing 72% of pharmacists are dispensing between 1 and 10 unlicensed medicines every day. It's costing the state a lot of money. It's costing patients money because quite often they have to pay out of pocket for the difference between the reimbursed licensed medicine and what is being charged for the unlicensed medicine. So it has quite a number of knock-on impacts.
And this, of course, is rooted in the pre-existing medicine shortage. For those unfamiliar, remind us why we're seeing such a medicine shortage.
It's a combined, there are combined factors. So what we're seeing is obviously globally as people age, then the demand for medicines is growing. We're seeing prices fall as products come off patent and you get a number of reductions of price. We're seeing then constraints in the manufacturing of the active pharmaceutical ingredients. So as prices fall, you're seeing the movement of manufacturing to the Far East and decreasing numbers of suppliers there. So obviously, supply is not matching demand and it's global demand. So, you know, Ireland is competing with other jurisdictions for the same for access to the same product. And the manufacturers have choices where they decide to supply. So it's a combined number of factors and it's a growing problem globally. And obviously Ireland being a very small country, being the only English speaking jurisdiction now in Europe, being an island, we're seeing probably really the thin end of the wedge when it comes to medicine shortages.
Now, one of those factors that you outlined, medicines coming off patent, I would have thought that might have the opposite effect, that once they're off patent, you get the financial incentive for generics to move into the market and you get more availability.
Yeah, initially you do. So when the patent falls, you get a number of suppliers in the market. But then what happens over time, and this is what we're seeing here, it's the older off-patent medicines that are really affected. You're seeing price fall a number of times, so consecutive price reductions to the point where they're probably at below 10% of what they were when the patent when the product was still under patent. So as the price falls to that level, you see manufacturers decide then not to continue to supply the product. They're looking for the newer off-patent medicines. And there's obviously a finite manufacturing capacity. So every medicine can't be manufactured, you know, to the same volume. So manufacturers make choices. We're going to make medicine A instead of medicine B. And if everybody decides then not to make medicine B, then you get global shortages.
Now, medicines is one of those areas where people assume that every I is dotted and every T is crossed. Should consumers be concerned? Should they be worried about getting non-licensed medications?
Well, I think fundamentally, unlicensed medicines are licensed somewhere. I guess nobody, when you get a pack, you don't really know where. Unless you are able to read whatever language is on the pack. I think the fundamental issue is we don't have any regulation of them here. And also the fact that quite often, if you don't have an English language patient information leaflet, you know, you can't read information about your medicine, and you should be able to read information about your medicine. It's the fundamental part of the licensing process is, and a lot of work goes in from manufacturers to make sure that the patient information leaflet is clear, it's in simple language, it's in English, so patients can read the information and understand what their medicine does, what the side effects might be, you know, what they shouldn't do when they're on, you know, taking a medicine. So all of that is a fundamental element of the licensing process. So as I say, the medicines are licensed somewhere, not necessarily within the EU. And the major issue is if you get an unlicensed medicine with a patient information leaflet that you can't understand, it does cause issues for patients and their carers.
Sandra, thank you very much. Sandra Gannon from Azure Pharmaceuticals, where she is the managing director. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to get in touch with the show, or 087 1400 106.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.